This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Overnight, coronavirus turned us parents into teachers responsible for facilitating our kids' education while also working from home ourselves. Let me tell you, this has not been easy. Over the past couple of weeks, we have asked you, the listeners, to send us some audio of how your family is dealing with being cooped up at home. So I want to share some of those stories with you right now. Now, this first clip I want to play is from the Fry family. Vanessa and Jason Fry have come up with a pretty smart way to get their kids focused to start the day, and the whole family seems to love it.
Hey, Millie, tell me what Dad is doing in the morning to get us going while we're kind of stuck inside.
Well, we're doing Ninja Warrior warm-up.
Ninja Warrior warm-up? What's that, Jay?
It's a warm-up for ninjas in the morning. And it gets people going, the little bodies going so that their minds can get going. And just a start to the day, a kickoff so that they can learn and so that they can get a little bit of energy out and get their bodies moving and their brains moving.
Liv, what's your favorite movement in Ninja Warrior warm up?
The one where you go like this.
The punching?
Yes.
Nice. So, what do you like best about Ninja Warrior warm up?
It starts my mind when I get up in the morning.
Awesome. So that's what the Fry family's doing. We've been broadcasting it on Zoom. We've got a little bit of a following and 9:15 a.m.
I love that. Well, you know, some kids may not be doing the Ninja Warrior warm-up, but for some kiddos like sixth grader Jada, they're really actually starting to miss their friends.
Being at home is definitely fun in some ways, like being in the backyard and getting outside more, realizing that I'd rather be outside than be inside on my phone, and rather be doing arts and crafts and trying to become more creative is definitely a good thing about this whole pandemic. I never realized I actually would miss school because we always think school is kind of like this boring thing, or we say it's not fun. But then when you think about it, you realize, wow, you actually get to see your friends physically face to face every single day. And being able to see your friends every day is like its own little gift itself and our own little joy of day.
And now we have Erin Lords. Not only does she have homeschooling experience to share, she wants parents to think about everything that education can mean for students. Here's what she had to say.
Education doesn't stop with just curriculum they find in the school. I'm teaching my kids, you know, dinner and meal preparation. They each are taking turns doing dinners. You know, there's a lot of life skills that sometimes we don't think to teach our children. Be teaching your kids right now those things because you have all this time at your hands to do so.
Okay, so this got me thinking, what do my kids really think about being home all day long with me as I try to work? So guess what? Joining me live for the very first time in our home office turn studio is my son, Joey. Joey, welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
So, hey, tell me what your favorite thing has been so far about being home.
My favorite thing, probably taking a break of school and then going out and playing basketball.
Yeah. So you have been back in school, though, for almost two weeks now, but we've been doing it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things you've been learning here at home school?
Pretty much the same that I do at school.
Really?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite subject so far?
My favorite subject so far? Probably phonics.
Maybe? Yeah. What is your least favorite subject?
My least favorite subject? My least favorite subject? Math.
Math. So who teaches the subjects better? Your teacher, your real teacher at school, or mom or dad? Be honest.
Well,
your teacher.
My teacher.
I think so. Has there been something hard about being home? Like something tough?
I kind of miss my friends.
Yeah. Because you see, you saw your friends. Who was your, because you have one friend in particular who you would hang out with all the time and play basketball at school.
Henry?
Yeah, you and Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to not see your friends?
Kind of.
Yeah. How has it been being home cooped up all day long with mom and dad and your big brother?
Good.
It's been good?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So have you picked up any new hobbies? Are you doing anything different than you did when you were at school all day long?
Probably using more electronics.
You weren't supposed to tell people that. You were supposed to keep that to yourself. What? Go ahead.
What?
Oh. Oh, I go?
Yeah.
Oh, did you want to ask me any questions?
No.
No? So have I been an okay teacher so far?
Yeah, you've been a good teacher, mostly dad.
Mostly dad's been a good teacher?
Yeah. You've been a good teacher for Ben. Dad's been a good teacher for me.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And what's dad doing that you like when it comes to teaching school?
Probably sitting there with me and explaining to me the directions.
Yeah, dad can explain things well, can't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like being home a lot like this?
Kind of.
What do you like about it?
What do I like about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably that it's way bigger than our classroom and that the table is way bigger, so I can put like a bunch of work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably that, that's pretty much it. Those two things I just said.
Yeah. And then what about things like recess? Are you still getting recess?
Yeah.
What's recess looking like?
Pretty much like at school, but not with Henry, but with my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are you playing at recess?
Horse.
Oh yeah. Who wins?
Me.
Yeah. You better at basketball than your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to going back?
And I'm better at the Xbox than him.
Well, who do you think is better at the Xbox, you or mom?
Me. But my dad is pretty good.
Is he?
At least he knows how to run up the court and my mom doesn't.
Your mom's useless on the Xbox, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Stick with texting.
I will stick with the electronics that I'm good at. Are you looking forward to going back to school?
Yep.
Yeah? Do you hope you get to go back before the end of the school year?
No.
Oh, you happy to be here?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one question for you. Is lunch better here or at school?
Well, I don't really eat here, so.
Yes, you do. We feed
no,
you.
I don't. Well, I eat, but like I eat here, but like pretty much I haven't been eating that much.
Oh, okay. I mean, we want people to know that we feed you.
Yeah. I got food in my stomach.
Okay, good.
Just not a lot of food.
Okay, so is that because the food at school is better?
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm just not that hungry.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see. I think those are all of my questions. What do you think? Oh, they can hear you even when you whisper.
Oh, all right.
Yes, do you want to go play the Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay, but there's a 20-minute limit.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
That was my son, Joey. Oh, Jojo, go. Wait, what are you doing? Don't step on the cords, honey. welcome to our home studio. I would have loved to introduce you to my son, Ben, but he is actually in a live learning session right now and probably very happy to not have partaken. Joe, thanks so much. Yeah, say one more thing very quick.
Peace out. Peace out, peeps.
Homeschool. It's not for everyone. I hope all of you are finding some joy in this new normal. I know we are. I know we're finding challenges. Have a great rest of your day. And as always, thank you to my producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright, and Molly Wampler, our production associate, for putting this together. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And as Joey said, peace out.